Our U.S. markets have been reacting to some of the outside market talk. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today.
Really nice rally that we've put together. The macro markets were supportive, but Trump's softening tone on China isn't encouraging buyers across all commodities here, it looks like, in the past 24 hours.
That's Mike Miner with Professional Ag Marketing based in Laverne, Minnesota, talking about the current hog market.
Grilling season's coming up just ahead of us, and stock market's up. You know, we've got a pretty firm market right now across all of the livestock and grain markets. Bull camp lightly in control at this point, I would argue. Keep an eye on some of the softer fundamentals out there yet. That's kind of shaky. But at this time of the year, we need that cutout to continue to go up. And at this point, anyways, doesn't seem like we have any major concerns about demand for the time being. But kind of a nice rally till this point. I'm just looking at the hog market being probably a little bit in the overbought territory at this point, Keith.
Another market mover is our weather, as we consistently watch what's going on with our weather patterns. Drew Lerner is with World Weather based out of Kansas City, talking about what we're experiencing across the Midwest.
We are seeing a bit of a change right now. A lot of active weather occurring across key U.S. crop areas, and the lower Midwest and the Delta and parts of the Tennessee River Basin really have seen just way too much rain here in recent weeks. The flood event that began a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, a lot of precipitation, and we're still dealing with the aftermath of that with some delays in farming activity there,
which will continue to slow some of the planting progress. That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For WNAX, I'm Keith Weinberg.